So today we go back to 191, last time. One morning I heard these words in my soul. Go to Mother General and tell her that this thing displeases me in such and such a house. That's word of Jesus. I couldn't mention what the thing was, not a house in question, but I did tell it to Mother General, although it cost me very much. So it might be not in her house, but some house, something happened. Out of generosity, out of the privacy, you know, she cannot reveal every detail, but just do something to pray for. Once, I look upon myself a terrible temptation, which one of our students in the house at Warsaw was going through. It was a temptation of suicide. For 7 days, I suffered. And after the 7 days, Jesus granted her the grace which was being asked. And then my suffering also ceased. So many times we find people with the inclination towards suicide, maybe the depression, no? So you see, Faustina is praying for, and we need, they need a special grace. So we know somebody, we can keep them in your prayer. I think it's very important. Some people have kind of inclination. They want to finish their life sooner, better. Maybe too much, too hard life, no? That's a kind of sickness. It was a great suffering. I often take upon myself the torments of our students. Jesus permits me to do this, and so do my confessors. So she's allowed to do penance for these people. My heart is a permanent dwelling place for Jesus. No one but Jesus has access to it. So although you are married people or in the world, have the same idea. Only Jesus, the inner part of Jesus, can access to it. It is from Jesus that I derive strength to fight difficulties and oppositions. So you see, not because she's the religious, then you keep Jesus in the first place. Everybody, we are all human. We are all of sinfulness. So we need to have Jesus to keep us strong. I want to be transformed into Jesus in order to be able to give myself completely to souls. So her way is not for herself, so that she can save more souls. And this also in our intention, not because you for a better self, but that you can serve more for humanity, you can do something more with Jesus for the world. We are nothing. Without Jesus, I will not get nearer to souls, because I know what I am of myself. You know, we are nobody, no. It's only with Jesus we have the strength. I absorb God in myself in order to give Him to souls. You don't have God, how can you give God to people? So true, no? Not only a priest, not only religious people, you too. You come with a mission. Maybe it's opportunity that you come for economy, for the sake of the family. But maybe that's also a chance. You know, the Holy Family went to Egypt, not for tour, to escape. You know, and there, Jesus growing up there at least for 4 years. You know, whatever. Jesus touching people, no matter where. So keep Jesus in yourself, and so you give the Jesus to your to people that you serve. We are nobody, but we have Jesus. March 27. I decide to struggle, toil, and tempt myself for our work of saving immortal souls. It does not matter if these efforts should shorten my life. It is no longer my but belongs to the community. So her knife, short or long, doesn't up long up to her. But she wants to, any if it's shorter, for the sake of more people can be saved, she's ready. Not because she wants to die. This is another motivation. No? It is no longer mine, but belongs to the community. I want to be useful to the whole church by being faithful to my community. When you're faithful to her community, she's faithful to the church. If you're faithful to your mission here in Hong Kong, you're faithful to the church also. You're working for the church, not for yourself. Take yourself a kind of, you know, one with the Lord. Jesus doesn't come for the Philippines, neither only for the China. Jesus comes for the world, for those people far, far away from the world, in the jungles. Oh Jesus, today my soul is as though darkened by suffering. Not a single ray of light. The storm is raging, and Jesus is asleep. It's happened many times, not many times, but sometimes. You know, he was sleeping on the boat, and then the waves, and they were calling, save, save, save. Oh, my master, I will not wake you. I will not interrupt your sleep, sweet sleep. I believe that you fortify me without my knowing it. Not like Peter calling Jesus, why don't you? I'm dying. So, Faustina get more knowledge, you know, through Peter, you know, Jesus knows everything, so I don't want to disturb your sleep, sweet sleep. So the long hours I adore you, O loving bread, amidst the great droughts in my soul. O Jesus, pure love, I do not need consolations. I am nourished by your will, Almighty One. So her will might be dryness, so still enjoy. Many times say, until I go overcome this, then I can come closer to you. But she's not. Even dryness, I still enjoy. I still one with the Lord. Your will is the goal of my existence. It seemed to me that the whole world serves me and depends on me. You see, that's the heart of Jesus. Serve the whole world. Faustina shared the heart of Jesus. Whole world. You, O God, understand my soul with all his aspirations. Jesus, when I myself cannot sing, you the hymn of love, I admire the singing of the seraphim, they who are so dearly loved by you. I decide to drown myself in you as they do. Nothing will stem such love, for no might has power over it. It's lightning that illumines the darkness, but does not remain in it. O my Master, shape my soul in according to your will and your eternal design. A certain person seems to have made it her task to try out by virtue in all sorts. One day, she stopped me in the corridor and began by saying that she had no grounds for rebuking me. But she ordered me to stand there opposite the small chapel for half an hour and to wait for Mother Superior, who was to pass by there after recreation. And I was to accuse myself of various things which she had told me to say. Although I had no idea of these things being on my soul, I was obedient and waited for Mother Superior for a full half hour. Each sister who passed by looked at me with a smile, like a stupid fellow. But she's by obedience. Maybe that's kind of immediate superior. Maybe I don't know who is she. But she just obeyed. Next stupid fellow. People look at you. When I accused myself before Mother Superior, she sent me to my confessor. When I made my confession, the priest saw immediately that this was something that did not come from my own soul, and that I had not the faintest idea of such things. He was very surprised that this person had dared to take upon herself to give such orders. Not surprised her, the other person asked her to accuse herself of so many sins she never committed, maybe, you know. And that's how she is living the will of God by the superior, by obedience. O Church of God, you are the best mother. You alone can rear a soul and cause it grow. Oh, how great is my love and respect for the Church, that best of all mothers. On one occasion, the Lord said to me, "My daughter, your confidence and love strains my justice, and I cannot inflict just punishment because you hinder me from doing so." Oh, how great is the power of a soul filled with confidence. So she loved Jesus so much that she offered everything for sinners, and Jesus cannot do anything now. You know, love can keep Jesus. Stay. Only love. Come on. When I think of my perpetual vows and who is that wants to be joined with me, for hours I become absorbed in the thought of Him. How can this be? You are God and I am your creature. You, the immortal King, and I, a beggar and misery myself. But now all is clear to me. Your grace and your love, O Lord, will fill the gulf between you, Jesus, and me. O Jesus, how deeply it hurts the soul when it is always trying to be sincere and they accuse it of hypocrisy and behave with mistrust toward it. O Jesus, you also suffer like this to make satisfaction to your Father. So the same thing. Jesus did nothing wrong and people accuse him of all the mortal sins and for sin the same. She did nothing, but people is accusing her except the same. And she feels the heart of Jesus. So the more sufferings you have, thank the Lord, because you are more like Jesus. This allows you to share part of His suffering. I want to hide myself so that no creature may know my heart. Jesus, you alone know my heart and possess it. Hold and entire. No one knows our secrets. We understand each other mutually with one look. From the moment we came to know each other, I have been happy. Your greatness is my fullest. That's enough. When you look at Jesus, that's enough for her. Oh Jesus, when I am in the last place, lower than the porcelain, even the youngest of them, then I feel that I am in my proper place. She feels safe. She feels really like Jesus, the last place of the world. I didn't know what not had put so much happiness in these drab little corners. She enjoyed. Although, humanly speaking, a sustainable place, but she just enjoyed because she has Jesus. Now I understand that even in the prison, they can burst forth from a pure heart, fullest of life, full of love for you, O Lord. External things means nothing to pure love. It cuts through them all. Neither prison doors nor the gates of heaven are strong enough to stop it. It reaches God Himself, and nothing can quench it. It knows no obstacles. It is free like a queen and has free access to all places. Death itself must bow its head before it. We are afraid to die because we don't love enough. We are afraid to face Jesus, to face God. Otherwise, you are free. Even in the prison, you are more free than anybody in the world. So today, although you cannot go back to the Philippines all the time, you are more free than those people in the Philippines. Your heart, because you have Jesus. And that's a secret. Otherwise, even you go back to the Philippines, you are not happy, neither. If you don't have Jesus in yourself, right? No matter where you go. In Egypt, in Hong Kong, the only thing because you keep Jesus in you. And that's the joy, the only joy. Stop here. It's good enough, eh? Good enough for today. Meditation. Just to be pleased with all what you have, what you are, where you are. Just think the Lord put you there. The most beautiful thing is that you do the will of God, nothing else. If the will of God, you work in this family for the time being, enjoy, because Jesus is with you. You are more free than anybody. Don't tell yourself, oh, if I get away, another family is better. Perhaps. Better or not better is not because people are good or not good to you. Even the worst to you, you are good because you have Jesus. The only master is your Jesus. It's not nobody else. Neither yourself be the master of yourself. We are slaves. Only Jesus is our God. Right? So keep this.